Just quickly, if you've got a question you would like answered on this show, then head over to @AshBorland on Instagram and drop me a direct message. I answer questions from people all the time on this show, and it's one of my favorite things to do every single morning before I start my day. So if you've got a question within marketing or sales or processes within financial services, then drop me a DM @AshBorland on Instagram, or ashborland.com/Instagram, and it'll redirect you there, and I will answer the question on the show when we get around to it. Anyway, let's get into this episode. So in today's episode, we're going to be answering the question which is been submitted from you guys. It says, great show here. I know you've covered broker fees in a previous show before, but I wanted to know if you charge fees for remortgages /PT, so product transfers for existing clients. But fee charging, fees, and the whole kind of concept around fees is one that always gets people, one, either triggered, and two, also that they have a lot of queries about it and questions about it. So this specific one being around remortgage and product transfer, that's what we're going to cover then in this episode. So first of all, let's talk about the remortgage, because when it comes to remortgage, and I think that oftentimes when it comes to remos, we overcomplicate this so much. When it comes to remos, it is the same work. It is actually the same work for that as a purchase. And I think this is the bit that people get very wrong, is they think that when they're working with clients, that for some reason, there's many reasons why, but we have this idea that to do a remo is easier than doing a purchase. And let me explain this a bit more. It's harder for the client to purchase a house, but it's not harder for you. Everything you do to get a mortgage with a remo or anything like that, now PTs are a separate thing, but for remos, they are the same type of work to do a remo as it is to do a purchase. Now, yes, the client has to then also sell their house and have fees with estate agents, so it's more stress for the client, but it's not more stress for you. And this is somehow got, and I don't understand this in the way that it's pitched in our industry, but for somehow that's been translated into remos less valuable. No, they're not. They're absolutely not. They're completely super valuable, and you should absolutely be doing remos. Okay, you should be in full fee on remo. Remo fee should be exactly the same as any other fee, and that for me, when you see fees with this, it will be broken into three parts. So it would be a three-part fee, and this three-part fee would look something like part one would be on research, part two then would be on maybe on app, and then part three could be on offer. Okay, and that would be the three-part fee. I've broken this down into much more detail on different podcasts in the past, but just to make sure you understand how this works, you're charging people as they go through. So there's 166, 166, and 166, which off the top of my head, from what I remember, yeah, that brings you to around 498, which is minimum fee. 495, 499 is minimum fee for what I would be recommending anybody to do. So this would be the basic kind of structure that you should be looking at doing when it comes to your fees. And this is the same for purchase business. And the reason why you're doing this is you're being paid for the work as you do it. So you're being paid for the research, you're being paid for the application, you're being paid for the offer, and you're not actually lumping that one big fee up at the front or at any point. And definitely don't get paid on completion. That's a disaster. You can move these around, obviously, if you really want to do, but never just do it all on completion. That's a disaster for you. It's a disaster for your bank balance, and it's a disaster for your overall sustainable of your business, because people sometimes don't pay as much. So when it comes to remortgages, charge the same, the exact same amount of work. It's the same thing. Don't go into it. Now, let's then go into product transfers. So for PTs, what do we do here? PTs have their own problem and their own other thing, which is, I am very much strict on pricing rules. I'm very fair in how I price. I always have been when I was a broker, and I am as a coach. But when it comes to PTs, it's the one where I'm like, I'm not really sure where it goes with this. So to charge with a PT, I think is very possible, but it has to be valuable to the client. If somebody was coming to you, this is what I would say. And again, this, take this however you want, but if someone was coming to you and they said, I want a product transfer. That's what they wanted. It's going to take me 5 minutes to do, and can you do it for me? The argument of charging for a PT, again, you can if you can do it. I think that's quite hard to charge at that point. If you've got a way of doing it and you know how to justify it, go for it. But realistically, I think that's quite difficult to do. So at that point, I probably would do that for free, depending on the climb, because if it doesn't take up too much of my time and I need the business, if I didn't need the business, I'd just say, just go and PT it yourself. PTs are good, depends on the size of the loan, all that type of stuff. They're an existing client. If I had all their documents, I had all their information, I know who they are, and they're an existing client of mine, I wouldn't charge them a fee for a PT on demand. Okay, so there's the first thing. So for a PT on demand, I wouldn't. If they're a new client, so that is a existing client and it's a PT on demand, so they've asked for a PT, I would not charge. That would be a zero fee for me. However, if they're a new client and they're PT on demand, I would charge. And I would have a fee for that. Now, I don't know what that fee would be, so I would charge. Now, let's say for this hypothetical sake, let's say 166. And the reason I would say this is that you are, this is a client of mine, you're saying you want PT. I can't in good faith say that's a good idea for you. So I'll have to do my own research in order to establish that's the case. If that is the fee for me to do this would be £100, because that would be my research fee in order to ascertain whether it's the right thing to do. That's what I would be doing. Is this worth my time? I have to look at it. You're a new client. I'd have to onboard your documents. I've got to be paid for that. If you don't want me to do that, that's fine. Feel free to go somewhere else. But if you do, once you're a client of mine, then you don't say once you're a client of mine, then your PT's free. It'd just be like, okay, that's what I need to charge you for. Don't ever say, once you're this, you'll get this, because that never really works very well. And then the final one, which is where I think PTing can be charged quite well, is if someone comes to you, be existing or not existing, and a PT becomes the right option, it is after research. So after research, a PT becomes best option. PT comes best. Now, this would go exactly back to the original researching fees that we spoke about before. So when someone came on board, we go, okay, cool, this is what I charge. I charge, and you would pitch this. Look, I charge this much on research, this much on app, this much on offer. So 166 on app, on research, 166 on app, 166 on offer. However, and then what I do is I go away, I do my research, I charge them for the research. At the point of the research being done, what I would then do is, if a PT is the absolute viable option for that, you would have already been paid for this, you then go back to them and you say, hey, after looking into my research, what my advice would be, because this is still advice. You're now doing an advice, you're still always doing an advice sale, because obviously you're an advisor and you can't do execution only, but realistically, this is now a much more advice heavy sale, in that they are actually saying, from my research, it says this is the best option for you. And they don't even know what that means. They maybe have come to you and gone, look, I think it's this. I don't know. I'm self-employed. Can I do this? If all roads lead to a PT, then this is what you do. You say to them, look, my advice is that we do a product transfer, which means we stay with your existing lender. Now, because there isn't as much paperwork needed for this, I'm going to be happy to waive my fee of part one and part of my application fee and my offer fee, because I cannot justify realistically the work I'm going to put into this. It's not going to warrant that fee. I'd rather do you've paid me for my work already. This will walk the client will walk away going, oh my gosh, that's thank you very much. Of course, you've just saved them the worst number to try and calculate that as a guy with maths. So that's £300? Yeah, I think it's something like that. I think it's 332. I have no idea. I'm completely, yeah, it is. Maybe I'm off. It is 332. Yeah, I'm terrible at maths. So it's hence why I'm no longer a mortgage broker. I'm much better at marketing. That they feel better off. They feel they've had a saving. They don't feel like I've just been charged for a PT and I shouldn't be charged for one. They feel like I've just been allowed a massive discount and still got a full service from that discount. So for yourself, it's the structuring and the framework of how you see the PT and how you see the Remo is the important thing. So just to recap on that one, if you think about a Remo, it's exactly the same work. Just forget about that completely. When you think about PT as it is, depends on existing client, PT on demand, they've come to you. I don't think you should really charge for that. I think it's just, yeah, okay, no worries, I can do it and then get it done. New client comes to you, you've never worked with them before. Absolutely, you still need to do the normal research and advice process that you would normally do. And then after, if they're not sure what their options are, when you do the research, you charge them for a research fee, and then you decide that you will waive the fee. I don't think charging someone 600 quid, for example, for a, not a Remo, for a, or 500 quid for a PT, I don't think it's unethical. I just think it's quite hard. I know I wouldn't pay it. And I always use the barometer. I wouldn't pay that, but I'd absolutely pay a mortgage broker a grand to sort out my mortgage. This is the thing about PTs that are different. I'd absolutely pay someone a grand to sort my Remo if I needed it sorted and it was the right type of thing. Don't get too caught up in fees. But whatever you do, not do a lifetime fee. This is something I see so many brokers do. And they take these from like companies like Connell's and things that have done it in the past and still do it. But realistically, lifetime fees are just a terrible decision for your business long term. You will end up decreasing the value of your client bank year upon year upon year. And it's just a really bad move to do. I'll break it down, I'm sure, in another video when these things come up. But realistically, that's my take on fees. If you've got a question that you'd like answered on the show, be sure to drop me a DM on Instagram or anywhere else. But Instagram is the place to do it. And I'll answer them there. So if you have ever got any value from the content I create, from this podcast to my Instagram content to the free mortgage marketing blueprint that I update every single year, and you would like to show your appreciation completely for free, then it would mean the world to me if you head over to LinkedIn and leave me a recommendation. Let me know your feedback on what you've got from the show. It's wonderful to hear how this stuff is affecting and helping brokers in the real world. Head over to ashborland.com/LinkedIn and it will redirect you there. We need to be connected. So if we're not connected already, drop me a connection request. And if we are, just click on the button at the top and click recommendation or recommend. And do fill out the rest. And it would, like I said, it really would mean the world. Anyway, let's get on to the next episode.